Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most reliable instant 90s rave tricks in drum and bass. Call and response filter motion. Not new notes, not a crazy patch, just the cutoff moving with intent, like the sound is literally talking across the bar. We're going for two voices. One is the call, brighter, opens up, feels like a shout. The other is the response, tighter, darker, maybe a little nasal, like it's answering back. And the real goal is that you can mute the drums down low and still feel the groove, but when the drums come up, the filter moves locked to that backbeat like it was designed with the break. Alright, set your project tempo to about 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 176 is fine, but let's pick 174 as the classic modern jungle zone. Now drop in a break or your own drum pattern. Ideally, you've got a kick and snare doing the DNB backbone, plus some ghost notes or shuffles. That little 16th note activity matters, because it gives your filter automation something rhythmic to sit inside, instead of floating on top. Quick workflow move. Select your drum tracks and group them into a drum bus. Name it drum bus. We're going to sidechain to it later, and you'll thank yourself. Now we need a sound source. Keep it simple. Think Rave Stab or a Reese. Stock devices only, no stress. If you want a fast Rave Stab, make a new MIDI track, load Waveatable or Operator. In Waveatable, grab a basic saw, add a bit of unison, like three voices, and keep the amount moderate, maybe 20 to 35%. Then shape the amp envelope like a stab, instant attack, short decay around 200 milliseconds, sustain basically off, and a short release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. You want it to punch and get out of the way. If you'd rather do a Reese, use Operator. Two saw oscillators, detune the second one by like 5 to 15 cents, then add a saturator after it with soft clip on. Keep the MIDI simple. Root notes, maybe a fifth or octave sometimes in eighths or sixteenths. Now write a short two-bar riff. Staccato is your friend here. The more space between notes, the more clearly you'll hear the filter speak. Here comes the core setup. Duplicate that instrument track. Command or Control D. Rename the first one rave call, and the second one rave response. Then in arrangement view, set up the alternation. The clean old school way is one bar call, one bar response. So bar 1 plays call, bar 2 plays response. Loop that. If you wanted more hype, you can split it into half bars later, but start with one bar alternation so the conversation is obvious. Now we're building the filter chain on both tracks. On rave call, add auto filter first. After that, optionally add saturator for that crunchy 90s edge. Then EQ 8 for cleanup. Then utility at the end for gain staging and width control. Copy that same chain to rave response so the only big difference becomes the filter settings and automation. Let's set a starting filter flavor. In auto filter, choose a character low pass like MS2 if you've got it. Bring resonance up to where it talks, but doesn't scream. Somewhere around 25 to 45% is a good starting zone. Leave the envelope amount at zero for now, because we're doing deliberate automation, not envelope following. If you added saturator, keep it reasonable. 3 to 7 dB of drive, soft clip on, and trim the output so you're not accidentally blasting the next device. EQ 8. Put a high pass around 25 to 35 Hz, 24 dB slope, just to clean the rumble. If it's harsh, a small dip in the 2 to 5 kHz area can calm it down. Before we automate anything, here's a coach move that saves time. Beside your filter floor and ceiling, don't just draw cool curves. So on the call track, manually move the auto filter cutoff down until it's the darkest it can be while you still hear the riff rhythm clearly. For stabs, that might be 120 to 300 Hz. For Reese mids, maybe 200 to 500 Hz. That's your floor. Now move the cutoff up until it's bright and exciting, but not painfully harsh. Often that's somewhere like 4 to 9 kHz depending on the source and saturation. That's your ceiling. Those two points are your boundaries. Most of your automation should live inside that window so it sounds intentional, like performance, not random motion. Alright, automation time. Hit it to show automation lanes. On rave call, choose auto filter and then frequency as the automation target. We're going to make the call announce itself. Draw one bar shape. Start fairly closed, like 200 to 400 Hz, then sweep up to something like 3 to 8 kHz by beat 2. Then pull it back slightly by the end of the bar. Think wah open, then settle. And here's where it starts sounding like a human hand, not a computer. Add hold points. Instead of one constant ramp, create a short plateau, even a 16th or an 8th note long, at a sweet spot, like ramp up fast, hold for a moment, then push a little more. That tiny pause is very 90s. It feels performed. Also, align your biggest openings with the snare. In DNB, beats 2 and 4 are your anchors. If your filter peaks land right on those snares, the whole thing suddenly feels like it belongs to the groove. Optional but powerful. Automate resonance a little bit too, just on the call. Maybe 30% at the start, rising to about 42% during the open. But be careful, resonance can cause loudness jumps. If you hear the filter peak getting too loud, don't ignore it. Trim with utility by a dB or two on the loudest moments, or reduce saturator output. The goal is talking, not clipping. Now let's design the response. This is contrast and pocket. On rave response, you can either keep low pass, but stay in a much lower cutoff range, or switch the filter type to bandpass for a more nasal answering tone. Bandpass is classic for replies because it sounds like it's speaking through a smaller space. Show automation for auto filter frequency on the response track. If you're doing low pass response, keep it mostly between 120 and 900 Hz. If you're doing bandpass, aim the center around 500 Hz to 2K Hz. Now draw the response pattern like short aha bumps. Keep it mostly closed, then do quick little openings on offbeats. For example, three quick bumps in the bar on a 16th grid. The exact grid doesn't matter as much as the feel, it should answer the call in the gaps, and it should lean into the same place as your ghost snares and shuffles live. If something feels like it's fighting your break, don't move the drums. Keep the break groove sacred. Move the automation breakpoints. Nudge the filter openings to happen just after dense transient moments, so the drums still punch and the filter motion reads clearly. Now choose your automation workflow. Arrangement automation is best if you're composing and evolving the drop. Clip envelopes are best if you want repeatable patterns that you can duplicate forever and the motion stays identical. If you want clip envelopes, open the clip. Go to envelopes, choose auto filter, then frequency, and draw your shape there. That's amazing for rolling DNB because you can make a perfect one-bar response wiggle, duplicated across 8 bars, and it just locks. Next, we glue this whole thing to the drums. Add a compressor after auto filter on both call and response. Turn on sidechain. Set the sidechain input to the drum bus. Start with ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so you don't destroy the transient completely. Release around 80 to 140 milliseconds so it breathes in time. Then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. This is the part where the filter motion stops feeling like a separate layer and starts bouncing with the break. It's subtle, but it's the difference between cool idea and this is a tune. Now a super important check. Make the conversation readable in mono first. On each track, drop utility and set width to 0% temporarily. Or do it on a group. Listen. Can you still tell what's call and what's response by tone and rhythm alone? If you can't, your contrast isn't strong enough yet. Either brighten the call more, darken the response more, or make the rhythm patterns more different. Once it reads in mono, then you can give call a little extra width later, like 110 to 140%, and keep response tighter, like 80 to 100. That separation is a drop clarity cheat code. Now let's add the Reedle 90s seasoning. Resampling. Create a new audio track called Rave Print. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Record 8 to 16 bars of your call and response section. Once it's printed, you can do classic rave edits. Slice little 8ths and 16ths, repeat them, reverse tails. For warping, try beats mode for grit and chops. Complex modes can smear in a way that's sometimes cool, but often too clean for this vibe. If you want extra texture without destroying it, add redux slightly. Downsample just a bit, like 2 to 8, not full on video game, or add a tiny touch of erosion, really subtle. Like 0.2 to 1.5 amount, around 3 to 8 kHz. The idea is air grit. Not sandstorm. Here's a really musical arrangement idea you can try immediately. Intro, only the response, dark and filtered, teasing the motif. Build, the call starts appearing, but cap the brightness. Don't let it fully open yet. Drop, strict one bar alternation. Call then response, super readable. Then every 8 bars, change just one dimension, either the filter range or the rhythm density, or the distortion amount, or the stereo width. Contrast, not complexity. That keeps it hooky. Mini practice before you bounce. Make a 4-bar loop. 2-bar riff, duplicated into call and response. Call, sweep roughly 400 Hz to 6 kHz over the first half of the bar. Response, keep it under 1 kHz with 3 short bumps on a 16th grid. Sidechain both for 2 to 5 dB reduction. Then resample 4 bars and do one edit. Reverse the last eighth note of a call stab and repeat it twice. If it still grooves with the drums loud, you nailed it. Quick recap to lock it in. You duplicated one source into two voices. Call is brighter and more open. Response is darker and tighter. Auto filter frequency automation is the main talking tool, and you line up key openings with the snare on 2 and 4. Sidechain glues it to the drums, and resampling plus tiny edits gets you that authentic rave energy without needing fancy plugins. If you tell me what you used as the source, like a stab, a reese, or break chops, and whether you're aiming for dark rollers, jump up, or straight jungle, I can suggest exact automation shapes and which filter mode will read best for that style.